Hey, how are you all doing today? I gotta say, I am like so disheartened right now with the way insurance is coming in the United States. My insurance went up 33%, guys. I kid you not. And you know, just seeing my car be worth 50% less and seeing myself pay 200% more. I mean, effectively, I'm seeing a 400% increase over the past 5 years in my insurance. And I'm not alone here, guys. Insurance costs are literally rocketing across the entire United States. And this is because of a lot of reasons. And, you know, I have my opinions and I have my own with my own two eyes. I've been witnessing a lot of the reason this has happened. But essentially, we saw there was an article posted recently that we're seeing about 20 to 24% increases across the board with auto insurance. And for me, I'm seeing actually 34% increase in my insurance. So if you look back, since the December of 2021, costs are up 45.8%. Guys, that's just a few years. It's almost up 50%. That's mind blowing. And I get it. There's shortage of labor. There's a shortage of parts. There's a lot of uninsured drivers out there. That was what happened to me with my accident. There's also a lot of people that don't have the right insurance, or they're getting in fender benders or more accidents because they're commuting more. So essentially, all this stuff that we're seeing right now, it all adds up. And so with my auto story, I actually did file a claim about a month ago because of an accident I was not at fault for. And they said it wasn't because of the accident is why my premiums are going up. But in reality, I think it was. And, you know, again, I wasn't at fault, 0% at fault. This person was uninsured. I saw an increase of that 35%. So I know that there's a lot of people, especially where I'm at in Arizona, that are uninsured or underinsured. Maybe they crossed the border, or maybe they just think they can get on without it and something happens. The point is this: insurance really only works for everyone if everyone buys into it. The system does not work when 10% aren't using it, and it just drives up the cost for the rest of us. So, you know, it's really sad too, because you also see even more corruption. Because let's just say I pay $500, right? And after $500, the insurance will pay whatever amount of money to fix the car. Well, the shops, they love that because they can make all types of things. Glass cleaning on the car, 0.5 labor hours. Oh, this new windshield is $600. And oh, this, because the insurance will pay for it. But when the end user pays for it, they try to get the best deal. So you also see a lot of the shops pumping up the numbers to artificial levels that shouldn't exist. So that's also like why I think insurance is broken, because you can also look at health insurance in the same way. When I, back in 2020, during the Mexican beer virus, what ended up happening is I went to one of the urgent cares to get my back checked out, you know, just to do my vitals. I wasn't feeling great. I believed I had it. Point is, I got a bill a week later, $4,000. $4,000. And all they did was a simple test. But the reason why they were able to charge this much money is because the system is inherently corrupt, because the end user's not paying that bill, the insurance is. And so what ends up happening is insurance for everyone goes up, because the prices are going up. And it's actually this doom loop that just does not end. And I just think insurance overall is just completely broken. I mean, don't get me wrong. I think it's done a decent job over the past, you know, 100, 200 years. And I genuinely do think it did a decent job. But I think there could be a better way where, you know, I feel like right now people are just trying to milk you. When I filed my claim, I felt like I was treated like an enemy by my insurance company. They called me. They didn't seem happy. They were frustrated. Like, they are kind of like accusatory. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but I will say I did not feel like a customer. I didn't feel like they had my best interest at heart. I felt like I was a cost to them. I was a liability. I was an expense. I felt like they just wanted to optimize the money for the business, and that was it. So I really saw the ugly side of insurance over the past couple of months, but I've known it because I know at the end of the day, these companies are run to optimize their profits, and at situations like this, they're at a loss, right? And that's why we see the premiums going up for everyone across the board. Now, you know, I think there's this, so back to the health topic, there's actually an app called CrowdHealth. I'll see if I can refer it down below. But essentially, CrowdHealth does it a little differently, where you kind of pitch in monthly and then you draw from the pool, essentially, of money if needed. And there's kind of like a voting system, from my understanding. But it seems, you know, I'm glad that at a minimum, companies are trying to do different things to try to shake up and change the industry, because the industry right now does not work for the end person, does not work for the individual. It works for the guy at the top, and it works for those that are not insured, but it does not work for the middle person that's paying. So the thing is this, who holds you to the highest standard? You do. What is the better way? That's up for us to decide in this future we're going to live in. But my thing is this. I kind of look at it like Roth or pensions or whatever, but the point is, imagine this. Imagine all the money you've ever put in to insurance over the past 5 to 10 years. Imagine that money if you would have put it into an index fund or to Bitcoin. If you put it in just Bitcoin, hypothetically, you probably would have a couple $100,000 just sitting there over the past 10 years, maybe a couple million if it was that long. But imagine all that money. You could easily pay at the spot for the accident. You could easily pay for the cost. Even an S&P fund, you probably have $50,000 to $100,000 cash in an account. You could settle it right there. This insurance system is meant to extract value in the worst way possible for both the customers and also to the people that are just not doing anything wrong. But it also helps the people in the corporation at the top. It helps the executives, and it's just sad to see how that works out. But that's my thing, is if we can change the system to invest this money where you maybe hypothetically out of your income, you make, let's just say 1%, 1% of your money a year, you have to throw into a fund. And you throw that money into a fund, and then if you get an accident, you have to use that fund. It goes in escrow. It has to go to that individual. I see that as a better way. Maybe I didn't think it through enough, but essentially what I'm saying is what we have right now is really not working, because I was treated like an enemy for a small claim. I could have easily paid that cash if I would have invested all that money I've paid for the past 5 to 10 years in insurance into an S&P fund. And I wouldn't have been treated like an enemy, and I could have settled it right then and there. So at the end of the day, they don't trust us. They look at us like the enemy. They look at us like costs. We're just numbers on a balance sheet to actuaries, literally. That's what insurance is. It's run by actuaries. But what I really advocate for is we need to find a way to question the current insurance system, really push back and try to find a better way. Because at the end of the day, you're not an enemy, you're a customer. And this is mandatory. It's against the law in many states to not have insurance. But I'll tell you this, if you don't have insurance, they say they'll arrest you. I say BS to that, because the person that I got in an accident with, she had a suspended license, suspended, no insurance. She wrecked her car. She was, I think, on drugs or drunk or something, and they let her walk away. What a sick country we live in, guys. And, you know, I'm glad my fiance and I got away without injuries. We got some whiplash. But it's just sad. It's just sad. And that's why I'm so into Bitcoin, because I know at the end of the day that it's something that can at least change the system to a degree, rather than this fiat system. It's just all about profits, all about short-term thinking, all about high time preference behavior that ends up hurting people like you and me in the end. Anyways, guys, I really enjoyed putting this one together. Please feel free to share it, like it, comment, you name it. It means a lot. I love this stuff, guys. It's something that I'm passionate about. And also, I will keep delivering for you. I think there's a lot of topics that we're going to go over in the next couple of weeks with the markets and Bitcoin, of course. So anyways, I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. Satsmate is out.